Hello?
Hello, is it possible to speak to Marie Hunter, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Marie. It's Gemma calling from MMA Legal. It's just in relation to the Scottish redress claim. Do you know, for the abuse during care, how are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Well, I did fill in the thing because my brother and I were sent into care. Now there is three of us, but only two of us were sent, and it was only for a very short time.
Okay, how long was it, Marie?
I think what age am I now? I'm 63 now, so I think I might have been about 3 or 4. Very young.
Yeah, very. And obviously with the claims, it is about, obviously, you know, if you was mentally abused, physically abused, do you have any, like, recollection or anything?
I think it's
anything?
More mental for me.
But it is, yeah.
But I think it was more physical for my brother. He's 3 years older than I am.
Yeah, so he would remember it more, wouldn't he, Marie?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
And when you say it's more mental for you, like, can you remember what was going on in there? Or has anybody said to you, like, what happened? And then it's had, obviously, effects on you, like, as you've got older, that type of thing.
See, what I vaguely remember is my brother was a bedwetter.
Okay.
He was always humiliated because of this bedwetting. And I remember them hanging his sheets out the window, you know, with the urine mark on it to humiliate them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's horrible, that, isn't it? And it's so hard because you were so young, isn't it? What you would really remember. Like, did your brothers say anything to you about, like, you know, how they treated you? Did they say that they treated you badly or anything like that? Or have they said, like, how the people in the care home, like, treated other people in there?
I don't think I was, I was George's sister, but I don't think I was treated bad. I just remember, I don't know if it was because my mother was divorced at the time, and I don't know if she, because it was a social services kind of thing, you know, that they were sending us all on respite, because I don't know if it was that because my mother had had another baby.
Exactly. So they
I think because my mother didn't have money, you know, I mean, my mother's dead now, but because my mother didn't have any money, we didn't get the things that the other children were getting. Like, we didn't get the sweeties. You know, there wasn't a lot of sweeties in that day days, but we didn't get any sweeties and we didn't get any pocket money. I don't know if parents had to provide that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they probably did, to be fair. So I don't know. I mean, it's not fair, is it, that you're not getting it and then the other ones are?
Yeah, well, I was very little, so it probably wouldn't have really bothered me. I did, and I still feel it for my brother now. I mean, he's 66 now, and I mean, he's not had the best of life. I mean, he was very traumatised. I don't know if that was the beginning of the traumatised that he went through, or what, if that was, because that was like, we were from a broken home, you know, and the stigma.
Has it affected you quite a lot in, like, your adult life as well?
Well, I have been, but other things, but I mean, one good thing about it is kept us very close, very, very close.
Can I just ask, like, so the one that you was in when you was, like, 3, is that the only, like, care home that you was in?
Yes.
Right, that's that's good then. At least you didn't have to go in again. That's
we didn't go into the care system after that either, because my mum remarried. My parents are both dead now, but my mum remarried, and we were brought up, I think, fairly well. You know, I mean,
yeah,
I was.
Yeah.
But again, the resentment my brother had, and like I said, I don't know if it started there in Gaelic. I don't know, but it was more him than me, really.
It might be worth me obviously speaking to your brother as well, if you think he would want to, because mm-hmm. he might be able to tell us a bit more about you as well. Do you know what I mean? Like when you was in there. Do you think he would be happy to speak to me?
I don't know. I'd have to speak to him.
Why don't you speak to him and just see what he says, Marie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just get a couple of details from you. I'll just obviously get you on the system as well. Because we might still be able to help you. Because like you say, it has like affected you as an adult as well. You know, so it might be that we can actually help you as well.
It's Missy's. I remember everything about we had to go walks, and I remember us going walks down to a beach. I even remember the swimsuit that I had.
You must have a very good memory.
I do, for like years ago, not so much now, but definitely for years ago. I mean, I even remember
I can't
that.
I remember things.
I remember the swimsuit. I don't know if it had been a favourite or if it even was the only one I had, you know, because we didn't have a lot. We lived in a one-bedroom flat, you know, and there was me and my older brother, and then I think there's 18 months between me and my other brother.
Were all three of you in there?
No, just the two of us. Just
the two of you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Marie, could I just get your date of birth, please?
Yeah, it's 26/4/63.
Okay. And was you known as any other name while she was in there? Would it have been a different last name?
It would have been Marie Fender, F-E-N-D-E-R.
Thank you. And I've got your email address as mariehunter876@gmail.com.
That's right. That's it.
Is your address 69 Stenhouse Avenue?
No, it's 95.
No.
Stenhouse Avenue.
95, okay.
Yes.
What, be a minute? Yeah, it's definitely worth you speaking to your brother because he probably will be able to remember more. Do you know what I mean?
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah, he would have still been a lot younger, wouldn't he?
He would have only been about 6 at the time, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Because he's only 3 years older than I am.
Yeah,
you know, I remember them not treating him well. I don't know. I mean, George, a lot of people don't like him. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. He's a lovely man. He really is.
Aww.
But when he was younger, a lot of people didn't like him. I don't know why.
Really?
They didn't like him. Yeah, they didn't like him. You know, and I don't know if it's because of what happened in her childhood or what. I don't know.
Yeah. What I'm going to do, Marie, if it's all right, can I just pop you on hold for 1 minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to speak to my manager. Ollie? This woman, right, she was only 3 when she was in there. She don't really remember much. She just said she remembers them, like, humiliating a brother. So she remembers them like making a walk really far when she was 3, but is that enough? Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Hi, Marie. Right, I've just spoke to the manager, and he said that you will have a case, even though, like, you don't really remember anything happening specifically to yourself. You did see it with your brother. And obviously, you know, making you walk really far when you're only 3 years old, you know, that is abuse, really. Like, do you know what I mean? You shouldn't be making you walk far. It's just little things, like, even they might not have, like, been feeding you properly, things like that, do you know what I mean? And then, obviously, if we speak to your brother as well, he might be able to, like, tell us a little bit more as well. So
yeah.
What I'll do, I'll just take a few more details from you now, okay? I'll just take a brief statement, because obviously there's not going to be a lot on there because you don't really remember it. But, right, so what was the name of it, sorry?
Well, it was in Gearlock. I don't remember the name. It was a big house. It was a massive big, well, it seemed a massive big house when I was little.
Okay, so you don't remember the actual name. How do you spell Gearlock?
It's G-A-I-R-L-O-C-K.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down. Let's have a look.
See, it was social services, so I don't know. They come and they pick me and my brother up in a car and took us away, and then they brought us back.
Right. And how long was it, like, how long was you actually in there for?
I think we were there for about 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. Gearlock House, maybe?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Hello? Okay. I'll just put... Hello? Yeah, it's a big house, yeah. Is that, did you say it was a big house?
Yes.
I think that'll be it. It's all right. We can find out later on, so don't worry too much.
Because there was loads of children went there. I don't know if they were there for the same reason as George and I.
Yeah.
You know, there was loads of children. And
it could have been around 1966, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I know you said you remember that about, like, obviously what happened to your brother. Was there anything else, like, that you can think of that happened, that, like, not to yourself, to anyone else?
They used to make George stand in his underwear.
Okay.
Until he had stripped the bed.
Okay, because he wet the bed, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He wet the bed right up until he was about 14.
Right, okay. Okay, so I was in there for a few weeks, and with your brother, yeah?
Yeah.
And from memory, he used to wet the bed. Okay, and they would make him, would they make him hang his, like, bed sheets out?
Yes, yes, out the window.
Okay, oh, out of the window.
So everyone could see what he had done.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that was to humiliate him.
Yeah.
But he was only a little boy.
Everyone knew he had wet the bed, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then, did you say they'd make him stand there as well, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, they did.
Okay. Don't worry, I mean, like, with this, Marie, it's not like your word against them. Whatever you tell us today, that will go down on record, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So... it's just whatever you can remember, we put down there, and that is basically what it will be. Okay, so you don't have to prove anything, so don't worry. So I'd make him stand there whilst he was cold and wet, yeah?
Yeah.
And then did you say they would take you to the beach, but like obviously you was only small, so did you have to walk quite far as well when you was at the beach?
Yeah. And I remember it wasn't a road as such, it was caught like stones.
Okay. So it wasn't a proper road.
No, it was a stuck like stone.
Yeah, so it's harder to walk.
Mm.
Like a rocky road. So, because you was only three, it was even harder. Okay. Anything else you can remember at all?
I always remember like coming down a big staircase as well. The matron of the place would be down the bottom of the stair. And she would, I remember her kind of like the kids would get their pocket money. And she was down at the bottom of the stair giving the pocket money. But George and I never got pocket money. But like
it.
I say, I don't know if your parents had to give so that you would get. And definitely my mother was never, she worked. She worked to keep us. But she didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't earn a lot of money. You know, she didn't have.
Yeah.
She didn't have anything. Right, I'm so she died. She never had nothing.
But it made you feel like isolated. I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got nothing.
Okay. And also, did you say also they wouldn't? You said something else as well. Oh, sweets as well. Is that right?
Yeah. We never got any sweets either. Nothing. We got, they fed us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fed us. But and we all had to sit in the same dining room and we all got the same.
Yeah. So you just had to eat the same thing, right? Even if you didn't want it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. No choices.
Okay. Do you remember like not liking the food?
I wouldn't have liked it because I've always been a fussy eater, so I wouldn't have liked it.
Okay, no problem. I know it's really hard because you was very young, but can you like ever remember like the way they treated other people? Did you ever see them hitting people or anything like that?
I didn't remember them hitting anyone, but I do recall one girl. It must have been her birthday, and she got the most ugliest doll. But and I always remember it was in a box. This doll, so it must have been a lot of money at the time. You know, this ugly doll. And because I never had anything, I never had any dollies or anything.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
And, you know, but this girl, and I mean, I don't remember if there was any party food or anything like that, but I remember being in this big room and this girl getting this doll in a box. And I remember it not being, you know, it wasn't a pretty doll, it was just a doll.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really ugly. and there was no like party or anything for her birthday, yeah?
No.
And do you remember the girl being upset or anything? Or?
No.
Just to make you aware as well, like with this, we're not clutching at straws or anything like that. Provided you have experienced some form of abuse during your time, which you have from what you've told me, then the case will be successful. We're not claiming directly from the care home, as many of them have already shut down. The compensation
I think this might have been.
Yeah, it has, I think, yeah. From the Scottish government, they're the ones who are liable because they were funding the neglect to begin with. So they should have obviously been helping people, and they wasn't. So they have already started paying out for these cases. The average claim is around 48,000. It could be more, it could be less, obviously, depending on, you know, what you went through and stuff. But we will make sure we get you back as much as possible, Marie, okay? Did your brother ever mention anything to you, like, you know, how it was in that?
He has spoken over the years and said, remember we were there, Marie? And I've said, yes. You know, and I mean, we played out in the garden, but we were always, apart from the sleeping arrangements in that place, we were always together.
Mm.
But the sleeping arrangements, they didn't sleep us in the same room. And I think it was because that there was, like, boys' bedrooms and girls' bedrooms.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they split us up at night time.
Yeah.
But during the day, we would have always been together.
Yeah. Did you say that your brother did, like, they treated him a little bit worse because he was older?
I think so, yeah. And I always put it down to the bed wetting with him. You know, I mean...
Yeah.
Just,
was it mainly the bed wetting, or did they ever touch him or anything? Like, you know, like, hit him?
No, I don't think they touched him. I don't think they touched him. No. To be totally honest, but did ridicule him for bed wetting, and that's one of the big things that stick in my mind.
Yeah,
you know that they did to him.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That should be enough, Marie, to be honest. Like, you know, what you've told me is enough for us to obviously look into it for you. Yeah? So thank you for going through all of that, okay? What I'm going to do, I've just got a few other things I just need to go through, and then I'll get it sent over for you, okay? And like I say, just speak to your brother for me. Just see, you know, if he would like us to have a look at it for him as well. Because, you know, if both of you...
Because he might remember other things, you know.
Exactly. It probably doesn't. It's probably stuff he doesn't want to tell you as well. Do you know what I mean? You know, if you was younger, he probably doesn't want to, like, scar you, do you know what I mean, with telling you the details of it. Because he'd be trying to look out for you, wouldn't he?
Definitely.
What's your mother's name, please?
My mother, well, her maiden name was Elizabeth Patterson Monroe. And her married name would be Elizabeth Fender.
Okay. Patterson Monroe. Okay, and your father's name, please?
Was William McDougall Fender.
And your brother's name again, sorry, did you say George?
Yes, George Gilbert Fender.
Thank you. And did you say as well, sorry, like, obviously in your adult life, it has affected you mentally?
Oh, definitely. Yes, definitely.
How would you say it's affected you?
Well, I've had a lot of mental health issues, like depression. And
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because of that. Or whatever.
Have you had, like, PTSD, things like that? Like, say, from obviously your brother wetting the bed, is that, that's really stuck with you?
It has stuck with me. Yeah, definitely has stuck with me. I don't know if it's PTSD or whatever.
Yeah.
But certainly because I was so young, you know. I myself... have been married five times.
five times.
You know, it certainly does. It does affect you because as soon as someone's not nice, then I'm off, you know.
Yeah.
I'm off. And when I was little, I mean, my mum, I think my mum put us in there to so she could rest. I mean, she just had another baby and lived on was on her own working. It was hard for her, you know. It was really hard for her. And then, I mean, her father used to come round and visit her and awful things, you know.
Because
she loved. And I think it all sort of plays a part in who you become.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
I'm 63 now, and I'm fine, you know. I've been married for 14 years, been with my husband for 21 years. I mean, I haven't been married 21 years, and I think I'm fine now. But even in my happy marriage now, I still get that urge to go, you know.
Yeah.
You don't settle anywhere. A bit like a nomad kind of thing.
I'm a bit like that.
And it's got to stem from somewhere, so
it does,
you know. Yeah.
We were
from a broken home, but when my mum remarried, my stepdad was brilliant. Although my oldest brother George didn't get on with him, you know.
Your mum's name is Elizabeth. Sorry, I'm just putting it in the system.
Yeah.
Won't be a minute. Awesome. Something that we will need as well, Marie, is we will need a form of ID. Have you got like a driver's license or a passport?
I do have, yeah.
Brilliant. And then also a proof of address dated in the last 3 months. Would you have that as well?
I might do, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Brilliant. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you my number now on WhatsApp. Are you on WhatsApp?
Yes.
I'll send you my number on WhatsApp. Could you just grab your ID for me and just quickly send it over for me, Marie? Is that okay whilst I'm just finishing this off for you?
What, my passport?
Yeah, please. Or even a bus pass, anything at all that's just got your picture on it.
Oh. So what do you want me to do?
Send it on WhatsApp. I'm just going. Are you on WhatsApp?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to send you a message on WhatsApp. Just give me 1 second. I'll also just get my WhatsApp up. All it is, the redress. You just need to prove who you are, you know, for the payout. That's all. Is it? Yeah, is WhatsApp better for you than a normal text message? You can send
whatever
on that.
Whatever. I've got both.
Yeah. No problem. So your number is 078-4099-1501. Right, I'm just going to message you now and just say, hi, it's Gemma, so you know it's me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is my number, Marie, so if you ever need to speak to me or anything, you can just text me and I'll give you a call, okay?
Yeah.
Did you get that message? Did it come through?
Yeah, I'm just going to have a look and see if I can get it while I'm speaking to you, because I'm not very good.
Take your time, I'm going to be a few minutes yet anyway, so take your time, no rush. Can I just ask, Marie, have you got any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
Brilliant.
I do have... I've just put you on loudspeaker. I do have a condition called polymyalgia rheumatica, but it's not life-threatening.
It's not terminal. Yeah, okay, no problem. And could I please get your home postcode?
It's E11VDA.
Thank you. That's Stenhouse Avenue. And your door number?
95.
Thank you. Yeah, all it is, like, if you do have any terminal illnesses, they just speed the claim up, that's all.
No, I don't have.
No. but and just if, because this claim can take up to a year, so if anything was to happen within that year, is there anyone that you would like the money to go to?
Of course.
I know, it's a hard question, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe, maybe the cat and dog.
Oh no, you can choose, like, if you've got any children or.
I do have children, but they'll get enough when I do die anyway. You know,
oh, so. Fair enough. Right, so you'd rather put that, yeah? So, cat and dog home. Oh, that's nice. Hopefully you'll be fine, though.
Yeah, my granddaughter wants me to live for another 20 years, she says.
That'd be great, yeah. I mean, you know, my granddad's 83 now and he's not going anywhere, so.
Well, I'm not planning on either.
No. Okay. How are you getting on with the idea, if you managed to find it?
I'm just going to send it to you.
Brilliant. Thank you.
There you go.
Brilliant. Thank you. Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you, Marie. I don't suppose you've got any letters there, have you, in the last 3 months?
No, probably not.
It doesn't, even if you do it online, it doesn't have to be like a physical letter. It can be something that you do online. Do you do like your gas and electric online or anything like that? Or
my husband deals with all that.
Would your name be on it, any of them?
No.
Have you got any letters from the hospital, doctors, anything like that?
Well, I have to think about that.
Yeah.
I'm doing all this, Gemma, and I've actually been told not to.
How come?
Just because of all the scamming that goes on.
This is just for redress. It's not for us, it's for redress. We send this directly to redress. I just need to actually tell you about the fees as well, Marie, actually. I forgot to tell you that. So I just need to read you a small script just to explain your funding options clearly. So there are 3 ways that you can proceed with Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can just instruct us under a private agreement. So you do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement, Marie, okay? So how our service works is it is no win, no fee. So obviously, if you don't get any money back, you don't pay anything out at all, Marie, okay? Mm-hmm. If we are successful, our fee is only 16%, so we're the lowest in the industry. So with VAT, it works out about 20%. So say, for instance, you get £100,000 back, we would get £20,000 and then you would get £80,000. Is that all right, Marie?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah, brilliant. No problem. But like I said, any details that you send to us, it's just getting uploaded straight to Redress, so don't worry about that.
Just so you're aware, there's a problem that you're hiding. It was also mentioned about the application as well. So just check around the back, you go, that's kind of what you're doing. Let my job be done. What's this, sir? Tell.
I monster.
Thank you.